Ойраеса.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Chesam Abayz. We'll begin four lines on the top on Chesam Abayz by the last word on the line, by the word Maskef. So the Gemara is asking now on Shitas Rav Meir. We said that Shitas Rav Meir is that every day of the Prisha, of the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, and of the Kohen before the Avodah Sapara, every single day of the Prisha, we were Mazin Olav, we sprinkled it with Mechatos. Because being that we don't know which day is the third and seventh day of his Tumah, we're being choishish that maybe it's Tameh Meis. We don't know which day is day three and which day is day seven. And Azab is Mana Mitzvah. So therefore, in order to make sure that we get day three and day seven, so we sprinkle on them every single day. In fact, the Gemara asks for Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Bishlam Arishin Shemesh Lishi. It makes sense. You want to sprinkle on him on the first day of the Prisha, because it might be the third day of his Tumah, if he became Tameh 2 days before the Prisha. Sheini Shemesh Lishi. The second day also might be the third day of his Tumah, if he became Tameh the day before his Prisha. Shlishi Shemesh Lishi. The third day of his Prisha might be the third day of his Tumah, if he became Tameh on the day of the Prisha. Chamishi Shemesh Shvi. The fifth day might be day seven. If day one was three, so then day five is day seven. Shishi Shemesh Shvi. Day six might be day seven, because if 2 was 3, so then 6 is 7. Shvi Shemesh Shvi, and the 7th day might be the 7th day of his Tumah, because if 3 was if the 3rd day, if the 3rd day of his Prisha was the 3rd day of his Tumah, so then day 7 is going to be the 7th day of his Tumah. El Revi Lamali, but what's the purpose of doing Azah on the 4th day of the Prisha? Of El Revi Lamali Azah Klal, what's the purpose? There's no chash that's the 3rd day of his Tumah, because that would mean that he became Tameh after already being Pirish, which we know he wasn't. There's no suffix that it's the 7th day, because if day 4 was the 7th day, it would have to mean that the day before his Prisha was the 3rd day. And being that we weren't Mazna on him on that day, so then there's no reason to be Mazna on him on day 7, because we didn't do Shlishi. You can't have Azah Shvi without Azah Shlishi. Says the Gemara, so therefore the Gemara is asking Rav Meir, how come Rav Meir said that they do Azah all 7 days? What's the purpose of doing Azah on the 4th day? Says the Gemara, Tameh, according to you, Azah kol shiva mi'ika. Did you really think that Rav Meir really meant all 7 days? Is it possible to do Azah all 7 days? V'kaimel Azah shvus. We paskin that we hold that Azah is a shvus. It's an issue to do Azah. V'eino deichas ha-shabbos. It's not deichas Shabbos. Azah isn't deichas Shabbos. Either because it's Mexican misakin, or because there's a gzera that you might come to carry it, Daud Amis, Pershus Harabim. But either way, Hazaz na Deicha Shabbos. Salamayas Chalamemar. So what are you going to have to say? When Rameir said that you were Mazna on him for 7 days, it means Shivul of Army Shabbos. It means all 7 days, but not including Shabbos. So Hachanami Shivul of Army Revi. Here too also, we could say that when Rameir said we're Mazna on him all 7 days, it doesn't mean, it doesn't include the 4th day of the Prisha. So it comes out, we're not Mazna on him on Shabbos, and we're also not Mazna on him on the 4th day of the Prisha. Amar Rava, Rava says, Hilkach, therefore, because we're not Mazen on Shabbos and on the 4th day, so when it comes to the Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippurim, Deloy B'Didan Talia Milso, it's not Talia on us when Yom Kippur is going to fall out on, and by default, when the Prisha is going to begin on, Ela B'Kvi Diarcha Talia Milso, it's all Talia when Rish Chedesh is, so B'Tilso B'Tishri Boy Lefrushe, we have to be Mafreshim on the 3rd day of Tishrei, regardless, V'Chol Emas De Misrami, Tilso B'Tishrei, whichever day of the week, the 3rd day of Tishrei falls out on, B'Freshin Alei, we're going to be Mafreshim on that day, and there's nothing we can do. And Rashi says, sometimes we might end up missing out on 2 days of Azah. Because if Shabbos doesn't fall out on the 4th day of the Prisha, so we're going to miss out on Shabbos, and we're going to miss out on the 4th day of the Prisha. So it's 2 days of Azah that we miss. But when it comes to the Kohen Aserev Sapara, to be didan talia milso, where that's talia nos, so therefore mefreshin and labor of yi b'shabbos. We dafka, we're mafresh the Kohen on a Wednesday. Ki heichi, then it's rami revi shalei b'shabbos. In order to set the 4th day of the Prisha should fall out on Shabbos, so that we only miss 1 day of Azah. So this way, the 4th, anyways, we're not doing Azah on Shabbos, and because it's the 4th day of the Prisha, this way we only miss, 1 day of Azah. Says the Gemara Vayter, Lishkas Parhedrin, we said that the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, so he goes into the Lishkas Parhedrin. Tanya, we learned in the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, V'chi Lishkas Parhedrin Aisa. Was it really called the Lishkas Parhedrin? V'alay Lishkas Bavate Aisa. A Parhedrin is like a not such a hush of a government official. So why would that be the name? It would make more sense that the name of it was Lishkas Balvate, which is a more hush of a official. Ela Betchila, you kayin as a Lishkas Balvate. They taka called it the Lishkas Balvate originally. More hush, like by the Balvati, a more hush of an official. However, because the Kayhanim used to pay off the Melech in order to make them the Kayin, and they generally didn't last a year, and each Kayin that came in, each Kayin Gadol that came in, he would knock down the Lishkas Parhedrin and build his own so that it should be Nikra al Shemoi, so that people should call it by his name, and Machlif and Isaac al Shnei Masra Chaydash, and therefore the Lishkas Parhedrin was getting replaced every 12 months. Kippar Hedrin Halalu, Shemachlif and Isam Kol Shnei Masra Chaydash, just like these lower officials, that they get replaced by the king every 12 months. Therefore, they called it the Lishkas Parhedrin as a reminder and a warning to the incoming Kohen Gadol about everything that happened to the previous Kohanim Gadolim and about what could happen to him if he's not careful.